This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Puerto Rico, as the president likes to say, is an island in the middle of the ocean. So rebuilding in the wake of Hurricane Maria is going to be difficult and expensive. And that is going to affect, in the president's view, how rebuilding is going to get done.
Ultimately, the government of Puerto Rico will have to work with us to determine how this massive rebuilding effort will end up being one of the biggest ever, will be funded and organized, and what we will do with the tremendous amount of existing debt already on the island.
So two things about that piece of tape from the president's speech this morning at the National Association of Manufacturers. First of all, not a mention has yet been made by anybody of Texas or Florida's existing debt in terms of their hurricane relief. And number two, if you put it in terms of dollars and cents, what does that mean for what Puerto Rico is going to look like? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to sort that one out.
A local government's financial situation ordinarily does not affect economic damage assessments or the level of funding for rebuilding. So says Robin Keegan, who ran the Louisiana Recovery Authority after Hurricane Katrina. She says right now in the U.S. territory, federal and local officials are in the field.
There's an economic analysis being run of the housing. How much would that cost to rebuild? Number of businesses, if they've lost all of their crops and the revenue lost.
Keegan says FEMA pays for the immediate recovery needs, and Congress often passes additional funding to upgrade housing and infrastructure. After small disasters, FEMA picks up 75% of the cost, with local governments covering the rest. But after Katrina, the feds paid 100%, says Andy Coplin at the Greater New Orleans Foundation.
The president and his administration have the ability to waive that match if they think the state and local government doesn't have the resources or the devastation is so broad.
And with its massive debt and aging infrastructure, Puerto Rico's capacity to contribute is severely limited, says Ted Hampton at Moody's Investor Service.
If the federal government provides too little funding or support, things in Puerto Rico could get much worse. And one of the risks there is that we would see a massive exodus, and that would really shrink Puerto Rico's economic base.
Which would make it more difficult for Puerto Rico to deal with its debt and get on the road to recovery. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.